west of the Rockies. You're on the air with us. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, it's morning, right. Hi, George.
It is. Depends on where you are, of course.
Of course. It's morning here. Diane and from, actually, it's Everett, Washington.
Uh-huh.
I said Linwood, but I moved and I forgot.
Well, it'll be morning in 16 minutes.
I wanted to tell you something that happened on the Ouija board between my sister and I, who I used to always work it with, and in hopes that you will have that night, because
you want me to have that night.
Well, sometimes things can happen where your past is dredged up on it. I was my grandfather's favorite, okay, and he would take me around every place. And then something happened as a little girl. I was sent away to live with my relatives for a while. Now, I don't know what happened. Either it was with maybe with my father or my grandfather, but I have no memory of it, and I just leave it that way. But things changed between myself and my grandfather. From that point on, he frightened me, and I didn't care for him, and I always felt he played too hard with us. Well, anyway, my sister and I were working the Ouija board one night, and we contacted my grandmother and wanted to talk to my grandmother. And I think I've told you my grandmother was related to John Wilkes Booth.
I remember that.
I've told you that.
Yeah.
And so we were having a real good conversation between my sister and I and my grandmother. And it was really flowing, and she was telling us things she was doing. And all of a sudden, the Ouija board just shut down on us. And we couldn't move it. We couldn't do anything. And I let my sister take over to talking to my grandmother, and my grandmother wouldn't respond and wouldn't respond, but we could feel the energy in, you know, and we had our eyes open, and we were wondering what was going on, and my sister again asked, "Grandma, are you there?" And then it moved. It moved to yes. And my sister said to my grandmother, "Grandma, are you tired? Don't you want to talk to Diane and I anymore?" And the answer came back, no. And Deanna said, "Well, Grandma, what is the matter?" And our eyes were shut and we opened up. She moved all to the letters and it said, "Grandpa just came in." And
oh,
Deanna said, "Well, Grandma, won't Grandpa let you talk to us?" And she said, she just wrote out, "Doesn't want to talk anymore."
That was like him, wasn't it?
So what was in the past, who can figure that out if you had experts on? Because apparently you're just not contacting evil entities. And my sister always cleansed the board. We never had any problem. But now do spirits go on and keep still, you know, I always thought no hard feelings or...
Well, if I do this experiment, the reason why I'm going to do it is to prove that it's the individual now, not the board, that does it. I always thought it was the board. I always did. Let's move on to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hello there.
Hello, George. My name's Matt from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Matt.
Hey. I'm just very concerned about your desire to check out or to test the Ouija board. I know you had mentioned that you're not sure, you're unaware if it's just the board or if it's from evil people. I just had a little story from back in middle school.
Okay.
Now, a friend of mine, a Christian friend, we went to church together. He was the most calm and complacent, very cool guy until one day at school. Came running in, sat down, and he was just a mess. And my other friends asked him what was wrong. He wouldn't talk to him. So I finally asked him. I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And he said that he didn't get any sleep at all the previous night. And I said, "What happened?" And well, he proceeded to tell me that he had come back from a little party, and they had played with a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to sleep, and he heard noises coming from his guitar case. in the middle of his room. He didn't think anything of it, and he rolled over, and the noises proceeded to get louder, and he then heard his guitar strumming in the pitch black of his room. So he ran over to it, slammed the case, and the strumming proceeded to get louder. And he started to sweat and got all nervous and jumped back into his bed and grabbed his Bible from his nightstand and just put it to his head. The noises ceased, but then came back up again after he put his Bible away. So he grabbed his Bible again, opened to whatever book, and started reading the Word of God. And the noises and the strumming stopped.
How does he know the strumming wasn't by some spirit that was enlightened and was just having a fun, good old time?
I don't know, but I don't know. I tend to think that it's just not meant to be messed with. I mean, it's
maybe somebody in that group was evil or had that kind of energy, that negative energy to bring these spirits. See, here's my problem now, being the experimenter that I've always been all my life. I'm almost at a point where I just can't believe that this piece of cardboard in this planchette is what gets evil to come across. I think if it's going to come, it's going to come because people willingly want it to.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but it's just of all the stories, of all the negative stories that have come out of this board.
Well, listen to this. I mean, everybody who gets the Ouija board and sits down at it is doing it to summon in a spirit. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't be sitting there. And they're playing around with it, and they're having a good time, or some of them are dead serious about it. But everyone who sits at a Ouija board has now opened themselves up to a spirit. They basically have said to whatever is out there in the afterlife, I want you in. Come on in. I think that's already done even before they sit down at the board. And I've got to prove that.
Well, okay, George, I'll be praying for you.
All right. That's fair enough. That's all I ask for.